Here we go. Oh, we're on. Beauty.
Right here.
Thank you. You're taking Johnny Cab.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed the ride.
Johnny Cab. Beautiful to be back with the Echo Chambers. It's a little bit of do talk, that's right. It's the radio gig. We're not going through the whole kit and caboodle of the zillion titles it used to be or could be. It's the radio gig of Dude Talk, okay? We've settled on that. We don't need to talk about that anymore. Except I can tell you, Dude Talk, what is it? It's a walk and talk support group. Once a month, a bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk. Dudes and dudettes. And little dudes and dudettes and furry ones too. You can bring your reptile. They just got to keep up. In what started as a simple gesture, a nod, if you like, to mental health or well-being, as folk prefer. I do prefer. Either way, it's evolved nicely. It's great to be in the outdoors, shooting the breeze and breathing it all in and all that jazz. Join us if you're ever around. If you're ever around these parts. Dude Talk. We'll have its own page soon. The next Dude Talk, if you happen to be listening in semi-real time, 31st of May. It'll be in Bryden School, where, as yet, we don't know. Destination unknown. A little heads up, though, it's going to be the day after my live gig of Durban's Bread, the radio gig. Now, that's going to get you confused. Yeah, we've got a bit of a book selling for Durban's Bread, Towels from the Hip, Mexico edition, and it's going to be all given to you in the medium of radio, me spurting on for an hour, and then some tunes are going to play that are somewhat loosely associated with said such. So we got what we got. I don't know what we got. What's it like to be stabbed? Durban Spread the radio gig, Saturday the 30th, followed by Dude Talk, a real walk. Everyone calls it Dude Walk. It's Dude Talk, mate. On Sunday the 31st of May. Confused? You should be. Let's have a bit of number crunching. Yeah, and that's how smooth the transition can be from me introducing number crunching, not being able to find me little sound effects, and not even be able to find the number crunchers. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We got it now. Here we are, 45-year-old, age irrelevant, Matthew Wright from Essex. Don't care. He's converted his 1970s Rolls Royce to cover 0 to 60 in 1.5 seconds. What? No way. Now we do care. That's just radish, isn't it? It's true, though. With its zooped up 2300 HP, that's like brown sauce to you and me, engine, it can trundle to 175 miles per hour in 8 seconds. With a little tweak, he reckons he'll get it up to 200 miles an hour in under 7. Bloke's a nutter. This bloke's a nutter. He's lost the plot. Dead cert man, he used to be. He's come back from a quiet spell after betting 1.8 million on favourites. Yeah, you heard it right. That's quid. That's sterling, English sterling. He had 26 consecutive wins on the trot to slap 30k. This is how long ago this news was. He put 30k on Manny Pacquiao. I can't even remember how to spell. Is he still around? There is now the Mexican mayor, isn't he, or something? Or the colonel, the judge, or something. Manny, where do you say his name? Pacawani, Pacawa, Pacawa, Manny Pacawa. Anyway, he beat, Jose Manuel Marquez, which he only did just about. People's verdict is still out on that one, and I think that was in about 2002. Anyway, he also bet on the Ultimate Fighting, Cain Velasquez, to topple Junior Dos Santos, which he didn't. Thereby, Dead Cert Man seems to be losing his tag. He should talk to our mate Gary down the pub in his horse racing. Meantime, Harry Hardy is still refereeing football games. Do you say reffing or refereeing? He's 85 though. He does it in Long Eaton in the Sunday League. He keeps trim by cycling daily. He's 85 to loosen himself up. So on the pitch, he says, when they ask, what was that for, ref? He says, I ain't got time to tell you, kid. Adam Lee smashed a world record for balloon sculpture using 3,000 to twist in the shape of a giant spider at the Great Wolf Lodge in Washington. Oh yeah, baby. He spent 6 10-hour days twisting these little balloons into an arachnid, and he's an acrophobic. Can you get that in your head? In your trousers? Wherever you keep your arachnids. Or your phobics. New diet scheme. Oh, do we want this? Give you money back if you lose your body weight in 6 months. No, I don't care. We do care. This is a good one. Scotsman Brendan Wallace, 19. Rubik's Cube, speed champ, 8.13 seconds. Don't believe it. I thought it was something like about 1.3 seconds. Brendan Wallace, Scotsman, you're rubbish. Can someone look that up? Is that true? I have no idea. Don't care. Losing the will to live. I've got other things to do, you know. Oh, this one I like, though. The most expensive bath. It's 1 million quid. We're talking pounds sterling, yes, folks. It was cleaned up in Dubai's jewellery festival. Of course it was. It made from the precious gemstone, Kaijon. Have you ever heard of that? Kaijon? C-A-I-J-O-N. Kaijon. Kaijon. Which comes from Indonesia and sought after for its healing powers after it's been getting earthy, like in the earth, for about 100 million years. Okay, I've got a bit of Lastly stuff going on here. A deep voice that portrays leadership. What's this got to do with numbers? Words bandied about by Kawa Teague from McMaster University in Canada were dominant and authority, used to describe the deep voice. Using James Earl Jones, Darth Vader, obviously, as a case study, she reflected what sways the voter's mind in election time, noting, oh, it's election time somewhere, isn't it? One of the implications of our research is that voters can take into account when making voting decisions dependent on the deepness of the voice. Ladies, well, you know what you got to do. It concluded that all 8 US presidents from 1960 to 2000 had deeper voices than other candidates. Really? Balderdash. What's it got to do with numbers? Why did I have that in there? I don't know. I do know that I haven't got time. I haven't got time to bring you this assortment of news that range from Guinness World Record Day to strange things that were stuck inside the human body, such as Buzz Lightyear, not the arrested man and the woman handcuffed in the back of the patrol car that we had managed to have sex, or even when the brain looks like during orgasm. But we'll roll out this week with a Chaz and Dave rock medley. What's that got connections to anything? I don't know. I'm kind of losing the plot. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm trying to speed talk through this whole episode of nonsense to get back to do what I was doing. And so you, good folk, can get back to do what you were doing. Why we were playing Jazz and Dave? I know, because it was on Never Mind the Buzzcocks, which was on this week back in 2005, episode 17, as I recall. There's some numbers for you. Here's a number for you, which we're not going to play because it needs its own show. I'll do a thing about the woods, and I'll play this young, beautifully talented folk singer called Kaylee Hall. Kaylee Hall, that is in English. And she'll be performing on the 27th of June at Foxtails in Chorley. It's a track called Terrified, which we're not going to play now, but I am going to give it credence and give it its own little segment sometime soon. But just keep it into your head. Remember the name Kaylee Hall. Look her up. She's really talented. And then, obviously, so are Chaz and Dave, which is what we're going to have a slice of now. I just started to play Kaylee Hall. Oh, my God. What's it all? That's 4 minutes. That's me done. Keep it turning. Keep it wheel. Keep it radioprimco.com. Till next time. Toodle pip.
Maybe I'll spin fast.
I mean, heavy dosage. Heavy.